Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a bold move to reduce its dependence on fossil fuels, the state of Odisha has become the first Indian state to mandate 100% electric vehicles for new government vehicles starting from 1st June 2026. This decision comes in response to the elevated petrol and diesel prices linked to the West Asia crisis. On 21 May 2026, Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi issued an 8-point fuel austerity directive, which includes the implementation of electric vehicles for all new two-wheelers and four-wheelers, including rented four-wheelers, for state government use. The 8-point fuel austerity directive is an administrative order implemented through GAT circulars, binding all departments, public sector undertakings, and field offices. What makes this significant is that Odisha now joins a growing list of states with electric vehicle frameworks, but it is the first to commit to a 100% electric vehicle mandate for new government vehicle procurement. At the national level, India has been working towards promoting the adoption of electric vehicles. India joined the Clean Energy Ministerial EV30 at 30 campaign in 2017, targeting 30% electric vehicle penetration by 2030 across new vehicle sales. The central government has also launched several schemes to promote electric vehicles, including the Pradhan Mantri Electric Drive Revolution in Innovative Vehicle Enhancement, or PME Drive, which is a nodal ministry for electric vehicle schemes under the Ministry of Heavy Industries. As of the financial year 2024-25, the electric vehicle penetration in India is led by the three-wheeler segment due to small batteries, predictable urban duty cycles, and aggressive last-mile commercial deployment. The government has also been working to improve the charging infrastructure, with over 25,000 public charging stations across India as of mid-2025. The National Highway for Electric Vehicles, or NHEV, is a flagship highway corridor program with key infrastructure builders including BHEL, EESL, and IOCL. The government target is to have one charger per 3 kilometers of urban roads and one per 25 kilometers on highways. But why does this matter? Odisha's strategic location and rich mineral resources, including chromite, bauxite, and iron ore, make it an important player in the electric vehicle ecosystem. The state is also home to a growing public transport electrification system, with Bhubaneswar serving as a smart city anchor. However, the charging infrastructure outside the Bhubaneswar Cuttack belt is still thin, and the mandate creates demand aggregation for original equipment manufacturers such as Tata Motors, Mahindra, Ola Electric, Bajaj, and TVS. From an energy security angle, India imports approximately 87% of its crude oil requirement, and the current West Asia crisis has kept Brent crude prices elevated. Electrifying official mobility is therefore not merely a green choice, but a strategic energy security lever. The government has also introduced the Battery Waste Management Rules 2022, which replaced the 2001 rules and introduced an extended producer responsibility framework, binding producers to collect and recycle used batteries. Now, let us turn to the way forward. The Odisha model can be replicated in other states, beginning with central public sector undertakings. Integrating with state solar policies can also ensure genuine well-to-wheel emission cuts by charging electric vehicles from rooftop and grid-connected renewables. Critical mineral diplomacy is also crucial, with the need to strengthen the India-Australia Critical Minerals Investment Partnership and overseas explorations in countries such as the Democratic Republic of Congo and Zambia. Building state-level battery recycling clusters can also help close the loop, and pairing the procurement mandate with driver training and predictive maintenance contracts can avoid early fleet failures. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers economy, infrastructure, inclusive growth, industrial policy, climate change mitigation, air quality management, and India's nationally determined contributions. The main themes include federalism in the clean energy transition, state innovation in electric vehicle adoption, demand aggregation as an industrial policy tool, and critical mineral geopolitics. Note this carefully, the prelims angle includes PM eDrive, FAME II, PLI ACC, EV 30 at 30, Battery Waste Management Rules 2022, and the Odisha Mandate specifics. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Odisha Chief Minister is Mohan Charan Majhi, who took office on 12 June 2024. The electric vehicle mandate is effective from 1st June 2026 and covers new two-wheelers, four-wheelers, and rented four-wheelers for government use. The EV 30 at 30 campaign targets 30% electric vehicle penetration by 2030 as part of the Clean Energy Ministerial Initiative launched in 2017. The FAME II scheme has a budget of 10,000 crore rupees, and the PM eDrive scheme was launched in September 2024 with a budget of 10,900 crore rupees over 2 years. The PLI ACC scheme for batteries has a budget of 18,100 crore rupees, and the PLI Auto and Auto Components scheme has a budget of 25,938 crore rupees. Karnataka was the first state to introduce an electric vehicle policy in 2017, and the battery waste management rules were introduced in 2022 with an extended producer responsibility framework. India's crude oil import dependence is approximately 87%, and the nodal ministry for electric vehicles is the Ministry of Heavy Industries. The three-wheeler electric vehicle penetration in India is approximately 57%, which is the highest segment, and there are over 25,000 public charging stations across India as of mid-2025. In conclusion, Odisha's decision to mandate 100% electric vehicles for new government vehicles is a significant step towards reducing India's dependence on fossil fuels and promoting sustainable energy security. As the country moves forward with its clean energy transition, it is essential to remember the importance of critical mineral diplomacy, state-level innovation, and demand aggregation in driving the adoption of electric vehicles.